It's Christopher the Mad Bab Wrinkle coming at you today with another episode of Bab Ball Radio. Now, some interesting updates from sort of what's happened last. We have made it through the checks. We have made it through everything. So, what we're going to be looking at today is a lot of different things that have kind of gone wrong for Team Red. Team Red is in a bit of a trouble. They're going in with a disadvantage. They had a perfect opportunity for a dorm check, but their lack of communication, their lack of coordination has sort of left them in a, you know, without getting the ability to get the dorm ball or any of the balls to their coach. So Zara seems to be a little bit MIA right now, which makes things a little bit difficult, and they haven't worked out that proper form of communication. Now, moving into the dorm phase, they have had some sex, so they've been able to open up some means of communication, but whether or not that's leading to proper strategy or a way to get out of this is left to be said. Now, the other big problem that they have going for Red is their dorm situation. So, you know, just going off of that, when we look at the dorming situation for Team Red, they are now in the exact same situation Blue found themselves in. Now, granted, Blue doesn't have their dorm check anymore, which, hey, you know, lucky. But they're now, you have now a large concentration of Blues in the same dorm as the Demon, and the Demon is active. They have the bomb going off. So, once again, these super dorms are showing off that they're not strategically advantageous. And when you really break that down, you know, you see where good strategy comes home to roost. So, you have these players in the dorm now with the Demon, and they're all going to wet, and the Demon can theoretically, you know, find somebody who messed and instigate a auto change, which helps. You know, you don't get the double, but you can save yourself a check, essentially, just by forcing someone to wet if you see them mess. Now, that nobody's really messed, and we do know who some of the targeted wettings are, particularly for the Demon, and the Demon isn't forcing anybody to wet. There's going to be no leakage. The person that they're targeting is already in diapers. They are already on their way out. Let's face it, Akari's getting checked tomorrow. They're going to be upgraded into Bab Slave form. They're going to be probably our first Bab Slave, looking at it, you know, barring some other, you know, travesty. And, you know, the best thing that Red can hope for is no missing. They don't miss on the next one. Maybe they get a good dorm check on, you know, Eric and Rupert and that whole dorm, because you do have a small four-person dorm there that is ripe for a dorm check. So as long as one of those people get hit, you're looking at it like you're in a pretty good situation. So, you know, I think when we examine this situation, they're kind of sticking towards their dorms. They're not really, they're grouping up tight. They know that there shouldn't be much in the way of, you know, there shouldn't be much in the way of grouping going forward, hopefully. But it just seems to be this way that they all work out. They don't really plan out their dorms. And that's been kind of beneficial towards these coaches that see their demons and see where their demons could possibly be. And, you know, it's proving to a lot of weddings. You know, there's a lot of pee flowing in these dorms. And, you know, all the more power to them, I guess. You know, it worked out well for Team Blue last time. You know, there's going to be no dorm check coming for that dorm. So, you know, you might have some good checks that are going to be upgraded. You know, you don't really, there's not much in the way of misses in regards to checks in this next round coming up. You know, you're going to have a lot of people on Team Red in diapers. If you have a dorm check, if the ball gets back to Zara, you know, Zara does have the ball. They have the coach there. If Zara uses their targets and then holds on to that ball for a dorm check tomorrow, then you know, they're in luck. You know, they might be back into this. So it's going to be more dependent, I think, on their checks and their proper targeting. The coach does have a substantial number of targets that they can use. You know, it doesn't need to be much. You just need some very specific targeting. And Zara should be in a good spot. You know, but she's got to get her team back together. She's got to get them focused. You know, they kind of know who they are. Helen should know, but, you know, they aren't really playing together. They aren't cohesing as a team. It's just like Mizuki's team last round, you know? The last team red that played, they didn't really cohese as a team. It's just like they kind of fell asleep at the wheel and kind of wandered around aimlessly. And that leads to disastrous results for this game. Now, by no means is red out of it, but it doesn't seem like it's hopeful. Blue has a very strong lead. They are commanding. You know, it's not like mutually assured destruction. You know, in Bad Ball 1, they were trading blows back and forth. It wasn't like it was even. It was anybody's game. It looked like, you know, Team Blue was down and out, but they pulled it back. You know, they had the White Knight. They had the White Knight Quantum combo, which worked out wonderfully. You know, the Quantum quietly overpowered. You know, a lot of people, I think, underestimate the Quantum for what it's worth. And, you know, there's a lot of risk with the Quantum, but, you know, it's just going back to that. So, when we're looking at tonight's strategy, it's looking bad for Red, but we don't know who those targets are. We don't know who Zara's targets are yet. We don't know who the other Team Red targets are. You know, we know who's active. We know what they want to try to do, some of the things that they want to try to do. But, you know, they haven't pulled many people in for the communication that they want. So, you know, I don't think Blue's going to care much about targets. They might try to use whatever targets they have left to perhaps, you know, they're going to try to use those targets to perhaps maybe force a wedding, you know, force an auto check, and then use their checks on the rest of Dorm D. But, you know, I think when we look at that, we're going to see a lot of strategy coming forward. And when we look at this is all set up by the checks earlier in the day. Now, because they couldn't get the ball back to Zara, Team Red couldn't use their dorm check. Team Blue used their dorm check on a very heavy red dorm. So you have pretty much all but two people upgraded, three people upgraded. You know, Loke is in underwear. You have Char's in underwear. And I think that's it. You know, two people on either side are dry and not upgraded. So, you know, for what it's worth, that's kind of even in that aspect. But, you know, Red Blue also won the bully. So Akari is in diapers. They don't know what role he is. I think if they kind of had a good idea of what role that Akari was, I believe he's the landmine, which really, you know, that's not that much of an advantage. Taking out the landmine, you know, that's the kind of role that you want, because they're going to deal a lot of friendly damage if they're not in it. But the landmine, taking out the landmine's no big loss. I think they think Akari's more powerful than what he is. So they focus their attention on him. It could be just to get a voting advantage. If they're just getting a voting advantage, then so be it. You know, but to be fair, you know, getting a player out, always a big help, always a big boom, especially when they're active like Akari is. And, you know, I think they might suspect that either Akari or Loke is the demon. But, you know, whether or not they can actually do anything with that information, if, you know, what they're trying to figure out, I think they're trying to suss out who the coach is I think the coach on Team Red has to step up. I think Team Blue has a fantastic strategy going forward. They have a plan for every day, and they're using all those means of communication to get those advantages. So when we look at the rest of this game, the way it's going to look like, I think the fact that so much communication is set up for Blue going forward, you know, the keeping that coach in is dangerous. If they knock Rupert out of the game, it could be a big blow, because Rupert has such a strong control and mastery over his team right now that, you know, he leads and they follow. And, you know, that's kind of what you want from a coach. I think Zara's strategy isn't working. She's sleepwalking. She needs to step it up. She needs to hop in and give these people some direction. I think she has an understanding of the rules. I think the rest of the team needs to focus their understanding of the rules. And for what it's worth, you know, bad ball can be a complicated game. And without direction, you know, you need either a hive mind or you need a dictatorship. So, you know, and if you aren't operating under either of those, I don't know, we'll see. We will see when it comes to Zara and her team. But in any case, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come right back after these messages. Hey, you! Are you looking for a purpose in life? Then join the Evil Army today! We are looking for prime candidates for our many different departments, such as R&D, where you'll work on new technologies for making Bab slaves. Or there's also the front line, where you'll be fighting against the resistance that are trying to hurt Abel's bottom line every day. And finally, we also have our covert ops, personally responsible for kidnapping potential candidates for Bab slaving. So, if you're interested, please join Evil Army today! Hey, and we're back with Bab Ball Radio. Now, we discussed earlier sort of the dorm situation, things that are happening. Well, one of the reasons why I'm giving Blue the big advantage right now is their communication. Now, let's talk about the importance of communication right now. When we look at the Blue Army, they're using every tool to their ability. They're using codes. They're using proper passing. They're passing the ball, moving it around. And also, most importantly, they're using sex in a smart, intelligent way. If you look at the sex space and the way that they're all fucking all the time, well, then you'd see that they have a really good communication system going for them. All right? They have plans. They have ideas. They have strategies. They have everything. They discuss game theory in their sex space. It's like every time that they spend grinding up against each other is also spent whispering in each other's ear all the various things that they need to do. Like, it's like listening to Bobby Fischer have sex and he's talking about kings and queens, you know? It's like, you know, all that you could possibly hope for and want in regards to strategy formation. So, you know, when we look at the way Red is using the communication, they were very sort of upfront, and they sort of passed the same information along, even to people that they should kind of know that information. So they don't really know, you know, who the roles are. They don't know who, you know, what the plan is. They don't know who they're passing to. There's a lot of room to give information just in the passes alone. And that is frustrating in and of itself. However, you know, what's also frustrating is they haven't really utilized much in the way of sex. Even when they're not having sex, they don't open up the sex headspace. You know, they don't open up. They don't. They aren't talking. They're just grunting and fucking. And it's there's a lot kind of there that they could be doing, but they aren't. And they sometimes need to be reminded of the strategies that they need to use. So when you're talking about forming a team and operating a team, that communication has to be there. It has to go a long way, and it has to be used effectively. And that's something that Red lacks. That is why Red continually has the disadvantage. They don't really have that much in the way of, per se, a point advantage. They have a disadvantage, you know, a little bit of a disadvantage when it comes to damage, but it's not insurmountable. You know, with a dorm check that you can catch up quickly, especially the way the dorms are set up now. And really, what we're missing here is we're missing the information necessary really to do the damage for the checks. And Zara needs to lock in her targets. She needs to communicate with her team. She needs to have sex with her team. She offered to have sex with certain people, and they just kind of brushed it off at first. And, you know, there's other people who have the ball who should be having sex that aren't, perhaps because they have the ball and they don't realize that the people that are offering them sex are on the same team. And, you know, you see that with Helen. Helen kind of stepped back from a potential communication situation, which that's, you know, you're missing out on the strategic aspect of sex in that aspect. And that makes it, it's why Red is having a hard time. They're not on the same page. The ball's going around randomly. And for what it's worth, you know, they need to pull together, because they're going to be in a tough situation going into the next round, barring a proper dorm check, barring proper hits. So, you know, they need to really be pulled together. They need to have that focus, which they don't really have right now, and that's a shame. But, you know what, this is just how the game is played. You know, they need to be ready. They need to keep it together. And that's the only hope for Red right now. If Red cannot communicate, they're going to lose this game. And they're going to all be sitting there messing pamps next week. And they're going to be wondering what happened. And, well, I say that, they're not going to be wondering much of anything aside from when they're getting their next change, perhaps. Because they're going to be mindless. They're going to be mindless bab slaves, you know, wetting and messing and pooping and all and coming and all the typical bab slave stuff. So, really, you know, what we have to hope for them is that they pull together. You know, that they can start talking to each other, start getting some plans going, because Rupert is running roughshod over them. And it's not going to be pretty. It could be a total domination. Rupert might not even want to find the team ball. He might be that sadistic where he's just like, you know what? You know what I want? I want to make sure that I have complete control and just dominate all of these guys. I don't want to just win and beat all of them. I want them to go through each stage and watch themselves, you know, become babified and slowly lose. And really, as sadistic as it is, I got to give him credit. You know, that's what's going to be the situation. If that's what the situation is, then so be it. You know, Rupert is not going to show mercy, and it's not up to him to show mercy. It is up to Red to pull it together and snatch victory away from his claws. And, you know, unless something changes, I don't see much of that happening. But who knows? Just who knows? You know, we've seen weirder things happen. We've seen a team snatch victory from the jaws of defeat when, you know, the White Knight quantum combo came into play. You know, a brilliant play, right time, right moment for what they needed. And it turned the game on its head. But, you know, it's stranger things have happened. Stranger things can happen, you know. So the best thing they can hope for is really, you know, just to pull together. But, you know, whether the team that you're cheering for wets, messes, or, you know, stays dry, you want to cheer because it's not about winning or losing. It's how you get babbed. So, you know, this is Christopher the Mad Bab Wrinkle signing off, reminding you that I still can't remember my catchphrase for this game. So we'll come back to it, and I'll talk to you folks later. Have a good day. Bye.